Bro, can we talk about the celebrity guest star run on iCarly?
Oh, it's insane.
Kai Carly?
Kai? That bro, that's so crazy.
What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
And for the 60th time, this is the Take a Chance podcast. We have somebody that's been on here before. It's Casey Cash.
What the fuck is going on,
How
y'all?
How you feeling, Casey?
Man, I'm turnt, man.
You're turnt?
I'm glad to be back in here with y'all, man. It's been a minute.
I know. We just kicked it for a long-ass time before we started recording, too.
Worked on some beats.
Made Y'all a beat. I'll pop it up if you want to. If you want to listen to it, I'll play it real quick.
Bro, please.
What else did we do? Just listen to a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Unreleased stuff.
About a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. Caught up, basically.
We kind of stopped a lot of conversations to save them for
this podcast. I can't wait for y'all to hear about this shit,
As people know, like, when we have a person on for the first time, like, we kind of hit those specific spots, you know? We always got the quick hitters and stuff. But you've been here before.
Absolutely.
And that'd be a boring episode.
Man.
If we just asked you all the same shit. We were talking about music that's dropped recently.
Yeah.
First of all, I've said this before on here, I believe, but I've said it about a couple guys. I've said it about Mac. I've said it about somebody else I can't think of right now. But Tyler, the Creator, I knew he was cold, but I just wasn't hip to the catalog. Like, I didn't never tapped in. It just wasn't for me.
That nigga just dropped Karmacopia, and I ain't gonna lie.
That shit was hard.
I like Tyler, but I'm not, like, a big fan of his music.
Yeah.
Like, I've never...
I ain't gonna lie. Like, this last three-album run he just had...
No, from, I'm knowing.
Yeah, bro, from, like, Igor to Call Me If You Get Lost, now to Chromacopia.
But I don't even think, like, that's the thing. I don't think you can necessarily put him in just rap, though. Like, he doesn't do rap, you know? I feel like
that's
it's
like,
kind of
that...
fucked up for them just to, like, stick him in rap.
Yeah, like, that's a primary... That's, like, his... primary genre, and I use that term loosely, but I ain't gonna lie, like, no, Tyler transcended rap a long ass time ago.
Yeah, he's up there with, like, guys like Drake and guys like
most definitely
guys like Wayne, like those two type of dudes that were able to do,
like,
other styles.
Yeah,
and shit.
Don't get me wrong, Tyler's a prominent figure in rap, but he's transcended it. I feel like he did that once he dropped Igor.
Yeah,
I respect Tyler for sure. His music style is just, like, not for me.
Yeah,
I feel that. No, I 100% get that, because, no, like, a lot of the times, Tyler is, like, an acquired taste.
Yeah.
But luckily for him, a lot of people have that acquired taste, bro. Like, he has a diehard fan base.
Yeah,
they're like Swifties.
It's like a cult following, dude.
But on top of that, I was a little heartbroken over an album I heard.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Rest in Peace to Liam Payne.
Oh, well, that was, I mean, we filmed since then. I don't think we talked.
We didn't talk about it, though.
Of course. Rest in peace to Liam Payne. Another one that just fucked me up. R.I.P. Quincy Jones.
Yes.
That's a crazy one. That one hurts music so much, the amount of shit that Quincy has done.
And if y'all niggas don't know Quincy Jones, that man is damn near single-handedly behind, like, orchestrating most of Michael Jackson's career.
Get familiar.
Yeah.
For real.
Without Quincy Jones, y'all would have, like, none of the classic Michael Jackson hits that we know and love right now.
It's one of them, dude. He started Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Literally.
He's all over the place.
Could y'all niggas imagine being in a world where Michael Jackson's Thriller doesn't exist?
That'd be wild.
That's not a world I want to live in.
I don't think I heard it this year on Halloween. I always, like, every
year.
I most definitely heard it.
I most definitely heard it.
Yeah. But the part, the album I heard that made me heartbroken was Eternal Take 2. Uzi.
Trolled with the Big Time Rush feature.
Bro, I'm not gonna
lie.
That
shit hurt my soul.
I haven't been that hurt in a long time.
That shit hurt my soul. It was damn near a slap in the
Uzi,
face.
Uzi, I love you. Like, Uzi, you will always be my guys I will always listen to. But, like, bro, Uzi, that shit was garbage.
There was
Uzi,
a few songs I downloaded, though.
Uzi, if you about to drop a deluxe to this, actually get them on a song.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Let me see what songs I have off that album. I downloaded 5 songs from the album.
About the same.
Not Notch and She Stank are both hard.
I agree with Stank. That's
I agree with that. Both of those are hard. But the Big Time Rush one let me down.
What's so crazy is I heard it, and I've listened to it a couple of times because I didn't want to generate an opinion just off the first listen. But, bro, like, after hearing it a couple of times, the top half is way harder than the bottom half of the album. And yeah. I'm staying on that.
Yeah.
I agree.
How'd y'all feel about the Pink Tape? The one that
I
got?
Fuck with the Pink Tape.
Yeah, there was a lot of songs I liked off of it.
Oh, I'm just, like... This dude Uzi got me through so much shit back in the day. Like, I'm like me as an emotional going through puberty, like sophomore, junior I'm in high screaming. School, dealing with heartbreak and shit. That dude Uzi is who I was listening to. And it fucking, like, just to hear what he's doing.
I know it hurts sometimes.
Yo, get over it.
Will's just down in the dumps.
Down in the basement.
Not
song.
For real. Not for real.
Wanted
though.
You with fucking Nat. Can't believe I wanted you.
No, like, it. No, see, listen. As y'all also know, I'm an avid Uzi fan, but if y'all don't know, I really fuck with Nav Heavy, but I wasn't on him like that. When he dropped Wanted You with him and Uzi, it was over
that
for that.
That song was so hard.
That song was
But that's
song
what
was
I
dope.
Miss.
Like, that's by you far, know? Like, I easily can say still to this day, even if he's still dropping music by then, I still to this day think that was probably his hardest song ever.
Is this a hot take? There's only all right, so there's a few songs with just Nav that I like.
Okay.
But for me, I need Nav with a feature.
Not a hot take at all. It was actually what I was gonna say.
And it's almost like I think I've talked about this on the pod before, but like the French Montana case for me, like I can't listen to French Montana
another just by himself
unless there's an artist with him on there.
I got a hot take of somebody that's like pretty big in the game right now.
I was gonna say I think Nav is like higher on that list though than French Montana, by like a big like amount.
Almost definitely. But see, while I don't think that personally, because it's a couple of solo songs he got that I think are hard as fuck.
Nav?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just like, but I 100% see what you're saying, because like, prime example, Tap with Meek Mill.
That shit
was crazy.
I remember when that came out. That shit was so wild because it was such a different style. Like the way they bounced off each other.
Literally.
Like from the hook into
I'm not going
like,
to lie.
Meek's
like I think
first.
That I'll say like that was probably one of Meek's hardest features
I'll
I've
be honest.
Ever heard.
Meek's another one for me.
Oh, you won't listen to
it's
to
not
a
that
solo.
Because he has good songs where it's just him. Kind of like Nav.
Bro.
But his features, like Going Bad.
Most definitely.
Fucking, that's my favorite big song.
Can I say something? The album that song was on, Championships.
That's a good album.
I still think that's his best, and he hasn't reached his end.
It probably is.
I hate to say it, because I fuck with Meek. I fuck with Meek. Heavy.
Blue Notes 2 is pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
I don't know. I'm thinking of, like, his old stuff.
Are you
like,
talking
I've
about, like,
to
his
Meek,
Dreams and Nightmare shit?
Yeah, I've been on to Meek since, like,
been around for
yeah like since he like first started popping but, like my brother was a big Meek fan in like in his high school years, so like I was like raised on the early like Meek, so
type
I think
shit.
I don't know if I can agree with those statements.
I'll
but
be honest though, I don't think
like I said don't take that as no type of disrespect to Meek.
No,
I fuck with Meek, but I still think like Championships, that was like damn near the soundtrack of my summer,
bro. If I mean there's a big artist that's like kind of like you could a lot of people make the argument that he's, like, one of the best, biggest rappers in the world.
Let me hear it.
I think he's, I will not listen to him without a feature.
Let me hear it, bro.
The mic, buddy.
I will not listen to him without a feature.
Who, Meek?
Nah. Oh. YoungBoy.
Oh, Young? What?
Mm-hmm.
I have a love-hate relationship with YoungBoy's music. I do like YoungBoy. Don't get me wrong. I do like YoungBoy.
I like his features. I like the shit when he's on there with somebody. Mm. Need It with the Migos.
That was crazy.
Tragic with Kid Laroi.
That was crazy too.
What was the name of the one they had with Juice WRLD? Bandit. That shit was hard.
That's how I first heard of YoungBoy, honestly.
On Quavo's last album, Quavo and Takeoff's album, they dropped right before Takeoff died. They had that song "To the Bone" on there.
What's the name? Bandit was how I heard of NBA YoungBoy. I never heard of him before.
Really?
Swear to God.
Wild.
I was on to YoungBoy way before that song came out. Now I'm thinking about
bro,
it.
Bro, like 2009.
Never heard anything from
YoungBoy?
Swear to God.
2009,
I would go.
Bro.
Let me explain how.
What? 15 years ago?
Bro, let me explain. I would, okay,
no
maybe
shot, bro.
2009,
bro.
But like 2012.
Bro, yeah. No. He was 16 when he started rapping.
But now, hear me out.
How old is he right now, though?
He's got to be no older than us, bro. I think he's like 23, 24.
When he was... When
no
I,
way. It was 2009, 2012,
okay,
bro.
So
no way.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Let me explain what happened. So when I started getting into the NBA, I would look up to see if I could find like NBA songs on the iPod Touch. An NBA Youngboy would pop up, and I would see that old album cover.
Yeah,
that
bro,
he's
25.
Where he's wearing a Sixers jersey. I remember it, so I don't know how long ago that was. Let me look at his albums, and I'll tell you what year that dropped, and I'll tell you when I found out who Youngboy was.
It had to be like 2016.
I don't think. I think it was before that, because it was like a iPod Nano. He was born in 1999. Like one of those tiny ass ones. Was he?
Yes, he's 25.
Bro, I'm telling you, I've been hearing this dude.
Maybe 2014.
I'm checking. Hold on.
He does have like a crazy fan base though, and he does numbers. Okay. Bro.
I was way off. It's 2017.
I think he's definitely like one of like the more newer artists with like most platinum singles.
Oh
no, he just broke some crazy record. I don't know what it is exactly, but I was reading on Twitter the other day, and I was like, "Damn,
it was
that's
on YouTube,
crazy."
Right?
I don't know. I can't remember. It was something to do with his streams and like either Diamond Records or
Platinum
Records.
What's so crazy is, bro,
records.
A good portion of those numbers he does from YouTube.
That's what I'm saying. He's smart. He doesn't drop everything on streaming. He drops them on YouTube because all that money is coming to him. It's not going through labels. It's not going through Apple. All the YouTube money that he's making comes to him. It's so smart. He's making bank.
Yeah.
He's dropping songs at his house. I think he's locked up now, though.
In his house.
No, I think he's, like, we were talking about the other night.
Yeah, he's on house arrest.
Oh, is he only house arrest?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh my God, bro. Oof. We talking about niggas in jail. You already know who we got to talk about next.
You going to say Diddy? Or are you going to say...
Tory Lanez?
There's Diddy, Tory Lanez, Thug.
Yeah,
I was going to say Free Thug, but Thug's free.
We got Thug out.
Nah, bro, I was so glad we got to say Slime Free... Got
Dirt?
Tired of saying free slime, now slime free.
I thought you were going to talk about Dirk.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about
Dirk.
I'm so sick about it.
He's so fucking stupid.
Bro, what's so crazy, I found this out like a week after I heard about it. That nigga, like the niggas that went on that drill, bro, all the shit that they bought for it, they bought with a damn credit card.
I got to read. Hold on. No, keep talking.
I saw this thing. It was like, it was on Twitter. It was, how long Dirk gonna be in for? And then it was just the picture of him, and then it was just him and it was him and Jake. It was like all my life.
No, bro.
I texted D1 because D1's the biggest Dirk fan I know.
Type shit.
So I texted D1 and was like, "Hey, Dirk got locked up." And he just texted me back, "Hip," sitting in my dark room thinking about life. I just sent a bunch of laughing emojis, and then he would go in the group chat and do these runs like I've never like do these like long texts where he's like, "Bro, I know this sounds fruity, but like." I've never felt a connection with a rapper like this before. And I'm like, D1, bro, chill. You don't know him. You don't know him.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, that was definitely an arrest that hurt my soul because I'm a big Dirk fan, my damn self.
It was so stupid. It was so stupid.
I know, bro. And what's so crazy is I just found out that they're trying to use that nigga lyrics against them. It's over at that point.
I thought you can't do that anymore.
That's only in certain states of America.
I wonder how that's all gonna play out.
Bro, honestly,
I don't know what way they're gonna do it, but they might have a way though.
There probably is a way, but I don't think that
for the lyrics you're saying, or just in general,
like just in general.
I'm just in general, but
well, didn't they say he's facing the death penalty because he got locked up in Florida?
That's wild.
He tried fleeing the country.
Yeah,
he booked like 3 different flights.
What's the name?
Crazy.
Yeah, if that nigga gets convicted on every count, yeah, bro.
I don't think they let Thug out, and I don't think they let Thug out of jail and then just let Dirk walk away. I think they got, like, just knowing
well, Thug,
how...
he was going through that for, like, 3 years,
yeah.
Dude.
Well, so, I think Dirk's going to be, it's probably going to be similar.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But honestly, though, bro, I'm surprised they kept Thug for as long as they did because a lot of the evidence they had against him, bro, that shit was inadmissible because
yeah.
A lot of it was obtained without a fucking warrant.
Yeah.
So if you getting shit without no warrant, you ain't going to be able to use the evidence in court. And a lot of the shit that they had, I ain't going to lie. If they would have got it the right way, Thug would have been locked up for sure.
Yeah. No, they got lucky with Thug. And I'm hyped that he's out because we love Thug. But
most definitely.
I find it very stupid sliding for a murderer. I'm going to be honest. Like, I fuck with Vaughn, but, like, he's done a lot of fucked up shit.
That is real, man.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. A nigga walking around, I wouldn't feel safe in a neighborhood walking around knowing that a nigga that nigga with at least 9+ bodies is around that live around the corner for me.
I've seen so many interviews of those guys. People are scared of Von.
It was. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I've seen a couple of them on TikTok. There was one thing on there that said, like, when I found out Von died, I barbecued the whole day.
Yeah, like, it was, like, somewhat of a... Do, like, you know
how much of, do you know how much of a fucking menace you gotta be to your local neighborhood? Bro. For niggas to celebrate you dying like that? He was a
serial killer. Like, that's what... Like, it's, like, that's what people don't realize.
I know, bro, I know. From that fucking Trap Laura Ross video, wasn't
it? Bro, I remember someone posted, like... one of his music videos, just like missing Von today or something, and someone reposted it with the 12 pictures of the people he killed, and I was just damn, that's a way to like kind of
damn it was 12.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, he got around.
That's crazy.
That is wild.
What, bro? Well, I know he has some bodies for sure, but 12?
I think it was 12. Double, it's definitely double digits.
Oh my god, bro.
It's 100% double digits. Crazy.
Can't even imagine that, dude.
I mean, if we're speaking, I mean, I know that's like way serious war, but we had rap war this year.
We did.
We had the closest thing to like real life Avengers, in my opinion.
Literally. Lucky, bro, seeing all this shit play out, this makes me feel, this kind of gave me, this had me thinking like, damn, this is probably what niggas was feeling like when Tupac and Biggie was.
Yeah. Except they were about it.
Yeah.
Biggie and Tupac were about it.
You know what I think is going to happen? Hot take, but so I've seen a bunch of these like subliminal messages when Kendrick Lamar said he was going on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Remember what Drake and J. Cole were talking about in that song?
Yeah.
Big as the Super Bowl. I think them three are going to squash the beef at the Super Bowl.
That'd be wild.
And they're all going to be on stage.
That'd be wild. Real big three.
I think they're all going to be on stage. They and they're going to do the craziest halftime performance in Super Bowl history.
That'd be wild.
And J. Cole's going to be like the mediator of it. That's why he stepped down so that they could
figure it out.
And yeah. Then
I'm screaming.
I was seeing a bunch of like these conspiracies and stuff like that on Twitter.
I was about to say, bro,
it was making sense.
That shit's damn near on the border of a conspiracy theory.
Well, I mean, there's been rumors that Future and Drake are good now, but I've heard that's also fake. That too.
Yeah.
But like, here's my thing. If Drake is actually a pedophile, like... Hear me out.
That's such a crazy way to start a fucking sentence.
I'm the biggest Drake dude. This is in support of him.
We know, Siren.
If Drake is a pedophile, why are these dudes becoming cool with him again? It's because he's not. And Drake won the beef. That's why.
You think Drake won the beef?
I think Drake had the better song. I think his bars like hit harder. The shit that Kendrick said, like, yeah, that shit hits hard.
I'm going to keep it the biggest bean with you, gang.
I mean, he had the biggest song. So, like, it's hard to say Kendrick lost.
Kendrick had the biggest song.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Like Us was the biggest song, for sure. But I think Family Matters is the best diss.
Okay.
Yeah. Or, I mean, Meet the Grams. I'll never forget hearing that song. Because it's the fucking most wild diss track I've ever heard in my life.
I remember when it first got uploaded to YouTube, bro. I was scrolling through the comments and somebody said the funniest shit ever about it. Somebody said, I feel like Ken just wrote this bitch in a room lit only by candlelight with a
feather,
with a quill and a gun and a gun on the desk. That shit had me rolling.
I could see him like wife beater, black like.
Bro, like, bro, I'm gonna set the scenery.
Let me close my eyes.
Literally, bro, just one singular candle on his desk, bro. Tank top, do rag on, writing his disc with a
hasn't slept in like 3 days.
Bro,
just like going crazy.
You heard him on that. You lied about this. Yeah,
bro, like that was so crazy.
That was a 5-hour energy if I've ever heard it.
Bro, like what's the name? It was so weird, bro. It's even weirder if you were listening to it with like your AirPods, because I got pros and they got like that like spatial audio shit. I'm looking around like, who the fuck is in my ear like that,
bro?
Eerie ass beat, bro.
That's what. And guess who produced that shit too?
Who?
Alchemist, bro.
Really?
Yeah,
he produced that.
Oh, I think I did hear that actually.
My biggest argument was the biggest, like, people were going crazy over Not Like Us and Meet the Grams and shit because of the pedophile, like, because of the shit Kendrick was saying. Drake's a pedophile? And everyone jumped on it. So why are all these guys that were like team Kendrick like 8 months ago switch, like, talking to Drake again and being cool if Drake was doing that shit? That's always been my argument.
He's got the neutrons.
You got the neutrons? He's got the neutrons, Big Frank.
Previously on Who Ate the Internet.
Knocked out again. Someone must have spiked my neutrons. I wonder who it could be.
If these bitches make me pass out in the middle of the interview, I'm whooping Frank ass.
I'm gonna need a few of those.
Hey, man. Based on recent,
need a few of those.
Based on recent episodes of Who Ate the Internet, I would say they probably will make you pass out, and then you'll have a cool cut scene where it's like you're an old time in the '50s or something.
Shit. I'm gonna still eat that.
I don't care. So I want to get back. I'll take one or four. That's fine. I want to get back to. There was something that I saw on my phone before, and I asked y'all. Y'all hear about what Lamar Odom did? And you guys said no. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to wait. So I'm going to read what I screenshotted because it's one of the most wild things I think I've ever seen. Who said Lamar Odom is too old to play with dolls? Because he just ordered his custom-owned sex doll, and he wants it to look exactly like his ex, Khloe Kardashian. Is that not the weirdest shit you have ever heard in your fucking life?
Cause why do y'all why y'all announcing my nigga sex toy order like that,
bro? And what, like,
very weird.
Chloe,
but I think there's way more weird things that he could do.
Most definitely.
But that's definitely weird.
But it's like, like the fact that it's just like out there, like if he did it and it kept it low key, that's weird. But like no one knew about it. He's like filming it and like showing people. Like that was TMZ that reported that.
That's crazy.
How do you think Chloe feels? How do you think Tristan Thompson feels? But I mean, he fucking whatever. So, I mean, like...
I ain't gonna lie, though. The fact that TMZ be knowing shit before, like, the regular news outlets do, that shit's scary to me.
Bro, that's how I found out about Kobe.
Yeah, I was just about to say the same thing. Because how the fuck TMZ of all news outlets find out about that shit before, like, the actual, like, news?
It's like a Woj bomb in the NBA, but for pop culture.
Yeah, pop culture, yeah.
That is crazy.
Nah, yeah, that shit was so wild when Kobe died. That's how I found out Liam Payne died. With TMZ. They were like the first people reporting it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was fucking... Lamar Odom bought a sex doll that looks exactly like Khloe Kardashian.
That's
bro.
Wild.
That's the craziest thing to me. I find that, like, how do you... She probably feels so weird about that.
Yeah, probably.
I would think so. I would be weirded out. That's like getting like a voodoo doll. Remember, like, those poke where you poke it and they feel it? Yeah, bro. I feel like that's weirder than that.
I don't know.
It's fucking weird.
A voodoo doll that you can stick your dick in is so crazy. that's a real life crazy to me,
oh,
gang. I ain't gonna lie.
Stick it in her voodoo.
Shut the fuck up, Siren. I'm screaming.
All right. Back to the regular schedule
program.
We got a new president.
Fuck, yeah, we do. We could talk about that if you want.
I would prefer not to.
Yeah, I mean, that's valid.
I'm just thinking of stuff that's relevant right now.
Congratulations.
You want to talk Diddy?
We could talk Diddy. Because
we were talking about Meek Mill earlier.
We were talking about Meek earlier. I was going to say this.
I don't give a fuck if they don't got that nigga convicted yet. He did it.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
Whatever that nigga did, he did it.
Whatever they think he
when
did.
When we were talking
did.
About Meek, it made me think of that.
Bro, I was going to say it during the Meek. We were talking about Meek albums. I don't think we should be expecting a Meek mixtape to be dropping.
I don't know. He's been putting a few things out here and there.
I think a different tape is going to be dropping.
Hey, yo, that's insane.
Bro, I'm so curious, like, what names are on those lists, bro. Same thing with, like, Epstein shit.
I'll be honest. And Jay-Z, Beyonce, Jennifer Lopez.
A-Rod.
A-Rod, probably. Jeter, probably.
Jeter?
Bro, him and Diddy were like this.
Really?
Yeah, I watched a Jeter documentary a couple weeks ago that they have on ESPN+. They did, like, a last ride kind of thing called The Captain. And it was really good. And then he's talking about, like, as he started to get famous, he locked it. Like, Diddy's in the dock. One of Diddy's, like, right-hand dudes. I can't think of his name right off the top of my hand, but he's been a dude that's been mentioned in all of this shit. I can't think of his name. He's in the dock. I wouldn't be surprised if Jeter. I don't know. I think those are, like, the big heads. Diddy, J-Lo.
They're saying LeBron.
Oh,
what?
That's what I've seen. I don't know how true it is.
I don't know if he's at the top, but, like, he might have attended.
Maybe
that sucks.
That'd be like his first ever like scandal thing like ever in his career.
Yeah, he's never like had like a cheating.
He's had like the perfect like standard.
Yeah,
Or he set the bar like perfect, and he's never had any like outside like off the court issues.
Every single other NBA player has, and LeBron had to come in. This is, I know we're getting off on a rant about LeBron now, but this is why LeBron, when he retires, he will be the greatest basketball player that ever.
He already is.
I don't think yet. I think he needs one more. I need to give him one more ring. I need him to get one more ring. He can't be down 6-4 to Mike. He's got to get one more,
bro.
Ty Kobe at least.
I don't think it's about rings at this point.
It helps, like
to dominate this long.
I mean, I agree.
For 23 years.
I get it.
To have the most points in NBA history, the dude has just played his first game with his son.
It's fucking wild. It's fucking wild. And don't LeBron is
bro. He's averaged over 25 for every year of his career except his rookie year.
He's a monster. Jordan did the same thing though.
But for 23 years?
No, not 23 years. Not 23 years. I mean, the long don't. Hey, I love LeBron. At the moment Kobe Bryant retired, LeBron became my favorite player.
I ain't gonna lie. Even though I'm not really like that big on basketball, just the fact that you can say that I'm on a NBA team with my son. Insane.
That's and crazy. Still dominating at 40 years old, bro.
Bro
is 40.
If you look at...
He is top 10 in damn near every single stat ever.
He's a monster.
No one's even close.
You're
talking about Diddy.
Yeah, but how did we get to LeBron?
I said he might be on that list.
Yeah. You guys can keep talking. I'm going to think about this because there was like something that I was going to say about LeBron when I said we were going to do the LeBron rant.
I'm just saying I think... There's no debate at all anymore.
I feel you. I mean, that's valid. I see the argument. Don't get me wrong.
He's proven everything he's needed to prove type shit.
That's what it was.
He's lived up to the expectation.
Michael
that they
Jordan
set on
had
him.
Scandals. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had scandals. Magic Johnson had AIDS. Kobe might have... bro, tell me I'm wrong.
Because why you...
No, I mean, I get it, though.
I 100% get what you're saying, but damn, nigga, why you saying like that?
Valid. Jordan had the betting scandal, and then like he might have had to... Donald Sterling might have sent him to the MLB for a year or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Kareem, I don't know exactly Kareem's problems. A lot of people didn't like him back then because he was, like, very vocal in equal rights and stuff, and people hated on him for it.
Kind of like the same shit they were doing to Colin Kaepernick.
Exactly, yeah. But, like, even worse back then because it was I feel like there was more equality when Colin Kaepernick did it than when Kareem did it.
Oh, this was like back in like the 90s type shit.
Bro, 60s. He was marching with Martin Luther King.
Yeah, this is like civil rights movement.
Yeah,
shit.
He was there with Malcolm X.
Damn.
And Muhammad Ali. Like, Kareem was one of those dudes. So, like, Bill Russell even was one of those dudes as well. They got so much hate for it. But, like, all these NBA players have had scandals. LeBron literally has had nothing. He came into the league as an 18-year-old kid, and they just said, here. This is the league. You're the face of it now.
Yeah.
And he hit the ball out of the fucking park. It's crazy if you actually think about it. It
Damn,
sounds
that
like
nigga
a movie.
LeBron been in the league since he was 18?
23 years old. I mean, 2003, right out of high school. He didn't go to college.
And they told him that if he's not the best to ever do it, that he's a failure.
They were calling him the chosen one.
They, like, no one's ever had that bar set on them, bro.
Nobody. Not even Jordan. Jordan was a third pick. Kobe was 16. Shaq had a lot of hype, but, like, not like LeBron at all.
That's what I'm saying, to live up that expectation, do everything right, the right way, and people are still hating on the greatness. Tells you everything you need to know.
I just need him to get one more. If he gets one more, and then he's got five, he's got scoring title. He went everywhere.
Break it down like that, bro. You got it, Gabe.
Yeah, that's hard to argue with. To kind of get back into rap, we were talking about the On the Radar freestyles. You were talking about that trash-ass freestyle.
I don't give a fuck, bro. If y'all seen the Georgiana freestyle, bro.
If you haven't, like, you probably have.
That laugh-ass ad-lib she got, bro. Uh-huh. I don't give a fuck. Bro, like, she's sliding. Bro, I don't care. Oh, I don't care.
I'll pop it up for the people that don't know.
Real quick, I don't mean to cut you off, but Chasey the Illest, I just saw you did an On the Radar freestyle. That's fucking dope. Good for you, bro. I DM'd you and told you how awesome that is. That's fucking awesome. Keep going. I love Chasey. Good dude. You gave me a opportunity back in the day, and the fact that I see you finally getting the love that you deserve, fucking awesome. Keep going, buddy.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I've seen some crazy On the Radars this year.
There's been some hard ones.
I ain't gonna lie. Even though, like, the Chicago drill shit's starting to get played out a little bit, I really like Vaughn off of 1700s.
That dude's hard.
He's hard. He's hard as fuck, bro. Yeah. I just heard that new album he dropped. That bitch was kind of tough. I ain't even going to lie to you.
The shit I've heard, it's tough. Who's that dude that be streaming that did the Cha-Cha Slide freestyle?
I don't know. I know
what you're talking about.
That shit was hard. And that's
I can't think of the name,
though. I don't even get how it was hard. Because it was, like, weird. Like, I understood. Like, it was smart to use that, obviously, because people were going to be like, oh, this is
Zany.
Hard. Yes.
Zany.
Yeah. He's always streaming with that one girl that streams with
Zany.
Kai. Yeah. Yeah, that shit was hard. On the Radar is just dope. Like, I feel like they got kind of put on the map. Like, they were already doing their thing and, like, killing it on the Radar. But, like, when Drake and Central C did that.
They really boosted it up. Yeah. They didn't have, like, Lucky on there so far. I seen Trines for, like, the 16th time.
Yeah. They
Yeah, there's a bunch of big artists that have been going on there.
One of my all-time favorite ones, Nassan's. He's definitely probably my favorite on the Radar freestyle.
Nassan's, you said?
Yeah.
I'm not hip.
So y'all know that old rap group that Eminem used to be a part of, D12, right?
Yeah, is he in that?
His dad was.
Oh, that's dope.
Nassan's dad was Proof.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, Proof was Nassan's dad. So damn. He was always around Eminem a lot and stuff. And once he got older, y'all know he went to the same high school with Lil Yachty and Playboi Carti.
The dude? Or
Nassan.
Oh, really? Wow.
They all went to the same high school.
That's cool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Bro, there's a conspiracy theory that Proof used to write Eminem's verses.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's what I've heard.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That'd be wild.
But,
I mean, but he's been, how long has he been passed?
Damn, I think like
2003? Like, it's been a long time.
It's like 20 plus years that nigga been.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but like,
bro, what's his name? He just got picked up by Big Sean.
Oh, that's dope. I fuck with Sean. Sean will always be one of the most underrated rappers in the game, in my opinion.
I tell people all the time he's one of the main reasons why I wanted to start rapping in the first place.
I can see that.
He made a big wave in music.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah, I definitely feel like it was cool for us to have somebody else besides Eminem be mainstream from Michigan like that.
No, yeah, for sure.
Because there wasn't too many people out of Michigan that almost was as big as Eminem was.
I would say we have three. That, like, are mainstream artists from, like, mainstream rappers, I should say, from Detroit.
Right now?
Oh, no, there's too many to count for right now.
Well, I mean, like, I wouldn't, is Babyface Ray mainstream?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is he? Okay. Yeah. So MVs. Is Sada?
Just a little bit under. He teeter-totters from time to time.
I would say 42 Doug almost was.
No, oh, he had it for a minute.
I was just going to say T, Eminem, and Big Sean. Those were going to be the three. But
I'd say those are like the staples.
Yeah. Those are the guys that have been around forever and still doing good shit.
Baby Tron starting up. Everybody should know this by now. I'm a huge Baby Tron fan.
Yeah.
You said you've been bumping Tronicles.
Hey. Oh, my God, bro. I've had that bitch on repeat all weekend.
You remember when we did that show at the skate park?
Yeah.
So
let me tell it because Siren really played me like I was a fucking moron, bro.
Oh, this is so good.
So, no, look, bro. Me and my boy Nemo, Siren was supposed to be at this show at this skate park and shit that, who was it, Spookyville?
Sheesh Bros. It was,
Sheesh Bros, yeah.
White Love.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, so Siren was performing, me and Nemo fall through so we could show our nigga love and shit, bro. You know, we pop out, we dap up, shake elbows, all the like. Then, like, right before Siren getting ready to go on, he taps me, he's like, KC, bro. I was already kind of smoking and shit, so I was like, you know what, fuck. So he's like, KC, bro, you'll never believe this shit. Guess what I just heard? I'm like, what, bro? He's like, bro, I just found out Tron was supposed to be headed over here. I'm like, bro, you're bullshitting me right now. Are you dead ass serious? He was like, bro, yes, bro. Tron's on his way over here.
I told you that Colton told me because Colton's
Colton's cool with Sweet T. Sweet T's on the hip hop lab.
Yeah, so I was like, nah, they just told Colton. He's on the way. And, like, he was calling bullshit, but then he started to believe it. And I go, bro, go ask Colton. And he walks over to Colton.
And then I go
Colton
over gives to him ask the dumbest Colton. Look. I go over to ask Colton about it, bro, and he looks at me like I'm fucking stupid, like I'm speaking Chinese or something. And I'm like, bro.
Bro, he was heartbroken. That was why it was so funny. Because it was just.
I never wanted to slap the shit out of Siren more so in
he
that.
Was like, we about to put on the gloves, Siren.
No, like, deadass, I literally told him, like, bro, when we leave from this bitch, like, we're scrapping in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
Trying to play me like I'm a fucking fool or
something. That shows you how much he loves Tron. That shows you. Because that shit was so funny. Oh, my gosh.
We were just talking about the Tronicles album. Also another album that dropped. songs about narcotics.
Yeah.
2 6 and
if y'all ain't heard that, go listen to that, man. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That's probably one of my favorite projects out of here right now.
Really?
That shit is definitely
top five for sure.
Yeah, it's got a cool little sound to it. That's it's a little unique. Different. Yeah, it's unique. Yeah.
It's unique. They bring their own style to it, but they're both like still doing their thing. It's not like they're trying to force something new. They did something new, but keeping their own styles in there at the same time. It's a fucking great project.
Hell yeah.
God Tier, Ned Flanders, Ecstasy Love, Mama Says. Those are all my favorites, personally. Yeah. But it's a fucking...
I was really fucking with Ned Flanders and Rockstar Numbers. Cusco did his thing on Rockstar Numbers.
I really think Ned Flanders could be the one. If they market it right on TikTok.
I like God Tier.
God Tier's hard, too, but I just feel like that Ned Flanders... Yeah. It like just gets caught in your head.
Yeah, and the whole like Shador Sanders.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Spend a check on Louis Bags on Mr. Ruin Friendships. I don't give a fuck.
That leads me to the question, what's upcoming for you?
Yeah.
What albums you got? You're always working on something.
I got my big one, Punch King 3.
Low-key, I think when you first came on, you were promoting Punch King 1.
I know.
That's wild.
I dropped Punch King 2 over the summer.
That's crazy. When are you planning on? Do you have a idea for Punch King 3 when you'll put it out?
I don't know. I definitely want to do like a big rollout for it and shit because this type is definitely shit. Like one of my biggest projects for sure. At least I see it that way.
And this is the end of the Punch King saga, correct?
Oh, I got something else for y'all too. Right after I finish Punch King 3, even though Punch King 3 not done yet, it's in its final stages. I had already got to work on Concrete Rose too.
Ooh, I was on the first one. I think you were too.
No, bro. We talk about this every time, bro. No, y'all wasn't.
What
was
I on?
Bro, it was Center of the Universe, gang.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're probably right.
You just have too many projects.
No. I take that back.
Toxic was on Concrete Rose.
Blossom and Prosper. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It was okay. Blossom and Prosper. So you were wrong too. Don't make me feel bad. He didn't even know.
My bad. I apologize for my outburst.
Yeah. What were you saying about the rollout that you want to do with it? Like, what's some ideas you got?
What's the name? I didn't got a contact with some cool videographer people.
I was gonna ask you. You don't do like a lot of videos. I feel like.
I know. I've been kind of like trying to work on that because the proportion of music video, like the proportion of music videos to songs that I got, it's not matching.
Well, I mean, like, even you do make a lot of music. So, like, I don't think the point, like, you don't have to make a video for every song.
I know, but I feel like I have way too much music for me to only have one music video.
Exactly. Yeah.
I definitely.
That's, like, your music is your product, but that is your brand.
Most definitely.
Like, you got, people got to know what you look like and know what they're listening to, you know?
Right.
That's definitely going to be what I'm working on next, for sure.
You said something earlier that you got a bunch of new people you've worked with over the last couple months.
I got two producers right now, bro. Two producers I'm working with, bro. They're damn near the equivalent of me grabbing like some Infinity stuff.
You got Ultraviolet. He's hard,
bro. For him to only be that young, bro. That nigga's only 18 years old.
Damn, for real?
That's crazy.
He just graduated last year.
Damn, how long's he been making beats for? You know.
He said he started making beats like 3 years ago.
Fuck. Oh, damn.
So he ain't even been at this shit that long.
Yeah.
And bro, literally, like, he damn near executive produced like one of my projects.
Damn, that's always so cool when you see people so young with such raw talent.
Bro, it's something in the water.
That's what I'm saying.
These new little niggas, bro.
Oh, crazy.
If we had the shit that they had right now, we would have been blue already.
Bro, we have
I'm saying
that
it right
so
now.
Many, if we if like there was what? A podcast we could go on, if we would have had a studio in Farmington to go to back in high school.
All
fuck.
Like the software and shit that people be using to make beats. And
what you mean? Like FL? FL's been around forever.
If we had the resources they have right now.
As to what, though, is what I'm asking.
I mean, well, not necessarily, like, the resources, but just, like, the extra time that they had. Because, really, a lot of them weren't really doing shit but going to school.
So, he started when, like, COVID was, like, peak COVID. Mm-hmm. Makes sense, though.
Yeah. And then I also think AI is helping a lot. Mm-hmm. We didn't have that shit, you know?
No, AI started hitting, like, right as I was getting ready to graduate mm-hmm. college.
Yeah. I would do it. I fucked with it a little bit.
It's a crazy concept to think about, is it not?
Yo, no, wild. It is crazy. But yeah, you have you said something about collabs and stuff you have too, like other artists you've worked with and stuff.
I've been working with a whole lot of cool people. What's the name? Like this last show I was at, literally half the new people I've been collabing with, I met at that show.
Damn. Yeah, and there was a lot of pictures. I saw a lot of those pictures.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, bro, it looked like a good little event for real.
Bro, so like some of my new niggas I've been working with, I got my nigga Stay Paid, 64-bit Hustler. I got one on the way with my nigga I Am Frizz. What's the name? I just did like two songs with my nigga Ty Sprue. That nigga's vocals is insane.
For real? Damn. I was going to say, you only showed me, I think, Stay Paid hard.
I'm not going to lie.
Can't think of the artist that he reminds me of, though.
I don't know why, but for some reason, people say he kind of reminds them of, like, Stan Will.
Oh, is that shit you were playing earlier?
Yeah.
That shit was hard.
Yeah, like, Stan Will from Shitty Boys. Yeah. A lot of people say, like, he reminds them of him.
Type shit. I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
But, no, bro, like, just, I've been... What's so crazy is, y'all know how I get, bro. I be rubbing elbows unintentionally.
What do you mean?
Like, bro, like, even when I don't be going nowhere just to meet people, I meet people and they end up being, like, a whole artist and shit.
Bro. Oh, yeah. Type shit. I get what you're saying.
And they just be, like, messing with your music, you're saying?
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Just,
like, easy connections to make, you're saying?
Most definitely,
yeah.
Bro.
Hell yeah. What else is new? Music-wise, what's on your calendar? What's on your plate?
Shit, man. I'm just trying to worry, you know. I'm just worried about recording shit for right now, trying to get shit together for next year. Because, you know, once 2025 roll around, is bite down season right now, but it's really bite down season when 2025 roll around.
Type shit.
Hell yeah. I got a lot of shit coming 2025, too.
I'm hoping.
Still can't speak on that yet.
It's looking like a fucking movie. I'm trying to tell y'all this right now.
It's going to be a big year.
It's literally a movie.
Yeah, hey.
Man, we got to work on something, bro. Oh, I just still haven't even played you the beat pack that I wanted to play you.
Yeah.
We can do that after this.
Y'all, the beat that he cooked up before we got on the pod, I ain't going to lie.
We played it on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was hard. You remember from the first like 5 minutes of the episode, that shit was hard. Nah, this dude, Nate, every time I hear a beat from you, you're just getting better.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Nah, like, you're up there right now, I ain't going
to
lie.
I'm getting there.
Yeah,
but still not satisfied. It's the first time I haven't said that one. Always be hungry, never satisfied. Yeah, always hungry, never satisfied.
Always be hungry, never be satisfied. That was something like that. You used to do the full quote for like extra effect.
Yeah.
We haven't said it this season. I don't know.
No, we haven't said it in a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
That's why I just said that.
Yeah. Type shit.
I mean, good for 60.
Type shit.
Yeah.
Season finale. Yeah.
What else can we talk about? I feel like we can get deep on some like afterlife or something.
What the fuck? All right, man. What you feeling tonight?
I don't know. Come up with something.
Do y'all really think that reincarnation is real?
Yes. I'll be honest. I know it's against my religion, which is like, I don't know if we want to get into that, but I really do. I think that's what deja vu is.
I think if it is real, I think you get to choose what you want. Like, if you believe that reincarnation is real, like, you come back as whatever you want to come back as. You know what I also think? You know how people say, like, hell on earth?
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing?
Yeah.
If reincarnation's real, I think this is hell, earth, okay? You guys are probably like, where's he going with this?
I get what you're saying.
This is hell, and we keep reincarnating, working our way up.
To heaven.
To heaven.
That makes sense. I could see that.
Oh, so each time we come back,
it's like a new chance to like to work your way up there, because like if you reincarnate, then obviously you didn't do the things right to get up there.
Yeah.
Right.
That makes sense.
And you said like your life really ends when you stop reincarnating.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
That's kind of crazy.
I don't know. I don't like fully believe in that. I'm just thinking like that could be a thing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I agree for sure. I don't know if I 100% believe it, because like there's like I want to believe heaven's real, obviously. Yeah. And I'd rather be sitting on my deathbed thinking I'm going to heaven than not knowing. You know what I'm saying? And like,
yeah, because not knowing when you like, because not knowing what comes next after you die, like I can only imagine something.
I'd rather believe and it be not true than not believe and it be true. You know what I'm saying? Damn, that was deep,
man.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like other topics that we can just touch on.
Oh, just immortal. just in Myrtle Beach for a little bit. Yeah. A little couple days ago.
How was that, bro?
It was good. Good to see family and stuff. That's good. Yeah. It was a vibe for sure. My aunt's husband, my uncle, his sister lives next door. And they own a bunch of dogs and stuff. So anytime I would go over there, I would go over and see all the dogs. So I was outside smoking, just trying to calm down after the car ride. And all of a sudden, I just hear, bat. And I went, there's no fucking way. And I look, and I look, like, walk around where the dogs usually are. And I just see one goat popping out of the, like, its little den. And I said, hi. Bat. And then, like, nine other goats ran out of the thing. In between is crazy. Oh, it was amazing. I sat there and smoked a joint while a bunch of goats.
They were like the small goats? Or were like they like full grown?
There were some normal sized ones, but like the rest.
The baby goats.
The one that first saw me was like an Oreo and it was a baby. Bat. It was fucking peeking out. And then they all ran over and like stood up on the fence trying to get my attention. Oh, bro. I was like, it was perfect.
Goats are cool.
Goats are cool.
I fuck with goats.
Man, y'all see the cops killed that squirrel and the raccoon.
Can we talk about this? Cause that
I don't know too much about it. I just saw.
Hey,
like,
y'all
want to
know something crazy?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Right. I know exactly what you're talking about. They said that nigga was using a squirrel to promote his OnlyFans.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. Can I be honest? I follow them, so I've been hip to them before. Like all this shit happened.
I don't know nothing about that. That's crazy.
That is wild. If
that's crazy.
I haven't heard that. So
I don't know if it's true or not, but I seen something about it. Yeah, they said.
Wait, so like he had the squirrel on OnlyFans? You're saying?
Like, what is like? What,
no, I think like he was using the squirrel to draw them into the OnlyFans.
I mean, I guess that's not that crazy.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying like he
not
would,
like he was
he
using
had,
the squirrel for like no sexual.
That yeah, man. That's what I thought you were saying. Nah, I was like,
bro,
that's crazy.
Like, he used the squirrel is like a
promo?
Gateway to the OnlyFans.
Like promo kind of?
Pretty much, yeah.
Huh.
Just draw them to his profile and then they see he's an OnlyFans creator.
Type
and
shit.
What I heard was a lot of people were complaining about the fact
that's
that it was
I
like
heard.
A wildlife animal living in houses. Yeah. So the police raided the house and took like a raccoon and squirrel and then killed them. You can't do that. Like you literally can't. Like that's so ridiculous. And they're not getting like
especially if there's like no reason to kill, like it didn't harm anybody, it didn't
do
anything.
Bro, it kills in the house. Yeah. Like they didn't even take it outside.
Yeah,
it's not like it's like disrupting the property, like disrupting the community.
No, it's not like it's like roaming free or nothing. You say they just had it locked up in a crib.
Bro, it was just like a normal squirrel.
It was just like a pet. Like,
yeah,
that was his pet.
They found out that shit was fucked up.
Well, a lot of people have raccoons.
Exactly.
A lot of people have raccoons.
People have squirrels on farms and stuff. Like they'll squirrels. Look,
yeah,
I think so. I could be wrong. That could be really off. But still, I mean, like...
No, people have squirrels, is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
as pets. Like,
yeah. They fucking... Like, people don't realize that, like, a squirrel, a raccoon... If they're, like... If they're brought up with humans, they'll act like a dog. Like, for the most part. A raccoon might be a little bit more aggressive, and the squirrel might be a tiny bit more hyper. That's it. They'll still cuddle on you. They'll still, like... They'll still do all the stuff that a dog would do.
Yeah.
So I didn't get it. I thought it was really messed up. Because, like, how can you do that? How can you just break, like, go into somebody's house, take their animals?
Did they have a warrant?
I bet. I would assume. But, like, I don't think you can take them and just kill them.
I don't, they ain't had no reason to kill a raccoon and a squirrel, though.
Yeah, you take
like, they
them.
They literally
like, okay.
just did that shit just to do it.
Yeah. Just for it to be over with. And that's fucked up.
Yeah, it is messed up.
We've been all over the place this episode.
Yeah.
This bitch really was random. But hey, I ain't gonna lie. This is how the best conversations come about.
Yeah, it was. We did have some good convos about a bunch of different shit.
Trying to think if there's anything else we need to say on camera before we get off.
Can we talk about some other albums that came out this year?
Go ahead.
I ain't gonna lie. Lotto's.
Lotto?
Glorilla shit was tough.
Glorilla shit was hard.
Yeah. I think she's running rap right now.
I believe it.
What do you think of Polo G's album?
I liked it too, but
I feel like a decent portion of people weren't checking for it.
It wasn't that it was bad. It's just like you can tell.
Don't get me wrong. I really like it. I really, really do. But I don't think it was worth it. It's like the sense of like Kanye.
Yeah.
Like it's not good enough for. It's, like the album.
That's not you. Like it was a good album, but like we've seen you do this. That's what I was looking for. Same thing with Roddy Ricch when he dropped a couple like a year ago.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I wasn't checking for that album either.
You probably haven't heard it, but Leon Thomas's album.
Oh my god, dropped. Bro!
I've saw rumor
fire.
Like people
fire.
Talking about it on Twitter.
Whole
he's
album.
Insane.
Whole album's fire.
For those that don't know, Leon Thomas from is Andre on Victorious.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was also Tyrone on the Backyardigans. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
I found that out. That's crazy.
He was on iCarly too. They did that episode where they were like gonna make iCarly into an actual TV show, and then he was there like singing and stuff. He was on iCarly too. Yeah.
Another album that dropped. Sueno, Relax, We're Doomed.
Oh, fucking fire!
Produced, mixed, and mastered by Ethan that we had on here.
Yeah,
bro, this album hard. Another one that dropped. Well, it's not an album. Well, Lil Tecca's album was hard too. Babyface Ray's album was hard, but
yeah, the kid that did.
Yeah, that was hard. But what I'm talking about right now is T Grizzly bringing J Cole to Detroit. That song was so hard, bro. That song was so hard.
We're getting back into Drake Kendrick shit, kind of on this statement, but it's about Cole. When Cole dropped out of that and like backed up and said, "Y'all do your thing," it made me like it made it so hard for me to be like, he's still one of those guys. Like those are the top two guys.
He can still rap. The pen still works.
He's a better.
Did you hear that Port Antonio song?
Oh no, he's insane. He's the better rapper than I think he's better rapper than Kendrick and Drake, but it was just hard for me to keep him up in that spot. People were making an argument that Tyler Creator should be in it now instead of J. Cole. And I was like, are y'all stupid? It's not that I don't think Tyler's that dude.
There is in no universe where I'm ranking Tyler the Creator over J. Cole.
Bro, that's right. J. Cole's a monster.
I'm sorry.
And all I gotta say, Kendrick and Drake better be thinking they're lucky stars that Cole didn't. Because I think Cole would have shat on. I mean, that shit that he, that 7-minute drill that he dropped was.
Yeah.
That wasn't even anything too hard, and that shit was hard.
The warning shot.
Yeah. I was excited for the full Civil War. But then Cole's like, nah, I don't really feel like it.
Damn, I don't have Kendrick up there, do I?
Nah.
One of my buddies did a Kendrick wood burning, though, in my woodshop class.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We could probably.
That's why I thought I had one, but it was him that made it. Bro, he also did a Chance the Rapper one that was sick.
We should just see if we can find one of those pens on, like, Facebook Marketplace or something and see if you can find, like, a cheap one. Because we could make more.
Yeah.
You could do album covers that would look dope.
That would be sweet.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, do the, I'm trying to think of an album cover we've done somewhat recently that was, like, somewhat simple that it wouldn't be too crazy. Like, you can't do coups and chants. Like,
I could do Love Six, probably.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet. Yeah, so, yeah, we'll have to look into that for real.
Anything else you want to get off your chest before we get off of here? Any shout outs or anything?
Shit. I want to shout out y'all. Appreciate Thank y'all you. For having me up in here again.
Of course.
Shout out my main nigga Chance, the brains of the operation behind TAC.
For real.
Shout out to my nigga LEP. Shout out to my social media nigga No Jetlag. Shout out to my nigga Theron. Yeah. Y'all want to go tap in with him? He got some crazy flicks on the line. Dopamine in action on Instagram.
This is a good episode.
I think I know who that is.
I recognize who is the dude running your social media.
My nigga, Global No Jetlag.
Yeah, yeah. I recognize No Jetlag. Like I've seen, they've liked.
He's a crazy
shorts or something.
Yeah, he's a crazy networker. He's tied me in with some of the other rappers I started linking up with.
Type shit.
Oh yeah, well hit us up. We can get him on here.
Yeah, that'd
for
be
sure.
Cool.
I'll let him get him on here. Who else? Shout out my nigga Donez. One of the hardest prides I done came to across Michigan right now. Really running shit, man.
Shout out to
my nigga Ultraviolet, another hard-ass producer.
I want to sit down with him, get in the lab with him, man.
Most definitely.
Dope.
I feel like I can learn a lot from
him. I'm telling y'all, get that nigga up in here. It's about to be like the fucking magic factory around this bitch. Shout out to my nigga Nat Man too, bro. He one of the new producers I just tapped in with, and that nigga's been giving me nothing but straight heat every song.
Type shit.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. I'm grateful for everybody that I came across to work with, bro. Psh, I ain't got nothing but greatness out of everybody I came across. No cap.
Anything you got?
You know who the first episode of this season was?
Spooky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a minute ago. We did it. We made it to the end of season 4.
We did.
Yeah. We'll be back soon with episode 61.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't even know who it'll be yet, but we'll know.
Neither do I, but I think I have a few ideas.
All right, bet. Yeah.
So we'll figure that out.
Yeah. We'll be back soon, for sure. All
right. With that being said, like, comment, subscribe. We'll see you guys next time. Peace out.
Wee-woo.